Police have not released the name of the 19-year-old victim, pending contact with his family. The initial statement from the MPD says the young man was armed with a semi-automatic handgun that was recovered. The report says the officer shot the victim after he reached for a gun in his waistband during a struggle. The officer had begun chasing him because he was suspected of robbing two beer delivery trucks at gunpoint just 10 minutes earlier. The 30-year-old officer who shot him has not been named yet. He's a 12-year veteran of the force. Milwaukee State Representative LaTanya Johnson says the investigation into the shooting will likely face close public scrutiny because of the recent debate over a bill that would require an outside independent investigation of all police shootings.
It's an unfortunate situation anytime the police department is involved in a shooting. It's exceptionally difficult for those families. And the families deserve answers. I believe that the current process that we have is too complicated. It's too complicated for an average individual to get the answers that they need and the closure that they're looking for.
Even if the proposal for changes in police-involved shootings passes the legislature, it will not affect the current process in Milwaukee because the bill exempts the city from those changes. Johnson says she'll still vote for that bill as a step in the right direction. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.